From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. David Robertson reports at the Record Online that last year opioid overdose death declined in New York outside of New York City. In 2018, there were 1,824 deaths compared to 2,170 in 2017, according to the State Health Department. That's almost a 16% decrease. Governor Andrew Cuomo credited expanded addiction treatment services for the turnaround. Office of Addiction Services and Supports Commissioner Arlene Gonzalez-Sanchez said the decline was due in part to the State Heroin and Opioid Task Force, which Cuomo started in 2016. Gonzalez-Sanchez said, and I quote, "Through the implementation of innovative programs, we have increased access to treatment, improved support for those in recovery, expanded awareness of heroin and opioid addiction, and enhanced statewide prevention efforts." End quote. Hospitalizations for opioid-related overdoses decreased 7% from 3,260 in 2017 to 3,029 in 2018. Early statistics show the trend is nationwide, with drug overdose deaths across the country declining to 68,000 in 2018. Recently, New York has expanded access to treatment beds, added recovery centers, and updated medication-assisted treatment regulations. And you can read more about this story at The Record Online. Kayla Harris reports for the Times Union that the policy war between Washington, D.C. and Albany intensified this week. The Trump administration tightened work requirements for applicants to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program last week, cutting many poor people off from food access. So this week, New York announced that starting January 15th, the state will no longer use finger imaging technology to confirm the identities of individuals applying for public assistance. New York had already stopped using fingerprinting technology to verify SNAP applicants, but now Family and Safety Net assistance is also exempt from finger imaging. Justin Mason, a spokesperson for the Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance, said, and I quote, "These programs are designed to help New Yorkers during their time of need, which is why it is important for us to remove any unnecessary barriers that might prevent them from seeking assistance," end quote. New York has been phasing out the fingerprinting requirement for public assistance programs since 2012, so the timing may be a coincidence. Still, Governor Andrew Cuomo was upset about the federal changes last week that may keep 100,000 New Yorkers from access to what was formerly called food stamps. Cuomo said, and I quote, "With this rule change, President Trump is using a federal agency he controls to continue his egregious assault on those Americans most in need," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Amanda Purcell reports for Columbia Green Media that the Hudson Common Council will vote on overriding Mayor Rick Rector's veto of legislation implementing a 9-month moratorium on short-term rentals in the city at 7 p.m. December 17th at City Hall, 520 Warren Street. The Common Council would use the moratorium time to craft a long-term policy on short-term rentals. For years, the area has lacked hotel rooms, and the rise of short-term rental apps has meant business for many homeowners in the area. There also is a shortage of affordable housing locally, so many Hudson Valley towns have adopted regulations for the short-term rental industry, and these housing issues are related. The 9-month moratorium would prohibit any leasing or renting out of homes for 30 or fewer days, except for hardship cases approved by the Common Council. Rector said the length of the ban was too long for him, and he seemed to also complain about, and I quote, "lengthy discussions, reviews, and meetings," end quote, that took place in public before the Common Council voted on the temporary ban for the new short-term rentals. Rector wrote in a statement that he did not post on the city website, and I quote, "The 9-month moratorium sends a message to residents, business owners, and outsiders that Hudson is not fully open for business," end quote. But Common Council members disagreed. Fourth Ward Alderperson John Rosenthal said, and I quote, I think the moratorium is the best thing for the community. I think that the right thing for the council is to say something to the community that we hear them." End quote. Common Council President Tom DiPietro also supports the moratorium. DiPietro said, and I quote, "What we are doing is discouraging outside predatory investors who bring nothing to Hudson, but in fact take from our community. We have listened to the residents, and they have said quite clearly, enough," end quote. Full disclosure, DiPietro is a volunteer WGXE programmer. And you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Rick Collin reports for the Times Union that on December 10th, the Cuomo administration said it would partially ban aerial farm spraying of chlorpyrifos, a chemical that scientists say can harm children. Farmers will still be allowed to use the chemical on apple tree trunks, so it will continue to run off into groundwater. Cuomo said in announcing the partial ban, and I quote, "Chlorpyrifos is a pesticide that has the potential to cause serious health problems in people who ingest it," end quote. The pesticide works negatively on nervous systems of insects and is associated with brain development problems in infants and children. It has been used on row crops such as corn, soybean, fruit, nut trees, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, and cauliflower. Chlorpyrifos has been banned from household use since 2001. And you can read more about that story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.